From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring the Texas troubadour Ernest Tubb.
I love the women and I love them all the same. Lord, I love the women and I love them all the same. But I don't love nobody well enough to change her name. The women make a fool out of me. My papa scolded me, and my mama sits and cries. Lord, my papa scolded me, and my mama just sits and cries. Said I had too many women for any little boy my size. The women make a fool out of me. Oh, how do you feel, Billy Bird? Take a girl to dinner, she hangs around my neck. When I take a girl out to dinner, she hangs around my neck. She always pays the taxi, why she even pays the check. The women make a fool out of me. Thank you so much, folks, and a great big welcome to your Grand Ole Opry. Grant, tell the folks who come over tonight to sort of say long to 1956 with us.
I sure will, Ernest. There's Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, the Grand Ole Opry dancers, and the entire Opry gang.
And just to put a bright finish on old 1956, I invited over two slightly crazy Winston County pea-pickers, Lonzo and Oscar. Who else are coming our way right now is an old resolution buster from a way back, I'll tell you for sure. He's our funny friend from Hohenwald, Tennessee, Rod Brasfield.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Howdy, Mr. Tubb.
Hi, Rodney.
Oh, going on. It's good to see you, buddy.
Oh, it's good to see you, Rod.
Did you have a nice Christmas, Ernest?
Oh, I sure did, Rod. And how about you?
Oh, Santa Claus was good to me, boy.
Good to you.
Yeah, I got to spend Christmas down in Florida.
Oh, sure enough.
Miami Beach, boy.
Oh, that's a wonderful place.
Down there
place.
In the sunshine.
Yeah.
You know, Ernest, I found out something I didn't know before. They're selling out Miami down there.
Oh, now, you don't mean it.
Selling the city, getting rid of it.
They're selling Miami Beach?
Selling the whole city of Miami. They even meet you at the railroad station
yeah.
in them yeller-painted automobiles, and they're yelling, any part of the city, 35 cents.
Oh.
Yeah. I started to buy me a quarter's worth of them. Hey, Ernest, I had me some fun one day there. I went out to one of my bathing duty contests.
Oh, sure enough.
Boy, I never sleep in it.
I know you. So say, Rodney, tell me something. Do you like bathing beauties?
How's that, Ernest?
I say, do you like bathing beauties?
I don't know, Ernest. I never bathed one.
Oh.
I'm with Ernest, I heard a good joke while I was down there. You know the air?
Well, Rod, do you think it's all right to tell on the Grand Ole Opry?
Oh, yeah,
on the radio
it's a good one, boy. It's a wham doodle.
All right, go ahead. You all think right. It's all right now?
One time as a traveling salesman. And he went out through the country.
Rod, I've heard that. You can't tell that on... We're on the network here, the Grand Ole Opry.
No, now, Ernest, this year is a different one.
Oh, it's a different one.
Yeah.
Well, if it's different, well, you...
I know that and you're talking about, but I ain't going to tell it.
Well, you better not. Huh?
This year is a different one. Yeah. This traveling salesman went out through the country and he stopped at this farmhouse.
No, sir, Rod, I've heard that one, though.
No, it ain't. It's a different one, Ernest.
You sure it's a
yeah.
different one?
Yeah, come on. He stopped at this here farmer's house there, and he asked his farmer if he could stay all night with him.
No, Rod. No, sir. That's just, I've heard it, Rod.
It's a different one, Ernest.
It's a different one?
Yeah.
It better be. We won't be here next week.
He asked his farmer if he could stay all night with him, see? Uh-huh. And the farmer told him, says, yeah, I'd be glad to have you stay with us, buddy. But we ain't got but one place where you sleep. That's upstairs with that red-headed school teacher. And the feller says, well, that's all right. I'm a gentleman. Mm-hmm. The old farmer says, that's good. So is he.
Say, Ernest, you got a few words of advice for those fellows who got brand new pipes for Christmas gifts?
Oh, I sure have, Grant. Say, by the way, fellows, if you want to break a pipe in the right way, it's always where it's always enjoyable. Start packing your pipe with Prince Albert and keep on packing it with good PA.
Mighty good advice, Ernest. You know, Prince Albert is naturally perfect in a pipe. PA is naturally tasty. It's cool smoking and always fresh. Nature, in her own sure way, put the flavor in PA. Then PA's know-how goes to work to bring out all the flavor nature puts into Prince Albert tobacco. So you get natural tobacco taste in every comfortable pipe full of PA.
And what's more, Prince Albert is crimp cut to pack neat and firm. It gives you a smooth, long-burning smoke.
No wonder, then, that Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. So how about it, fellas? Enjoy mild, tasty Prince Albert in your next pipe or making cigarette. That's PA, the National Joy Smoke.
Well, sir, if you think I'm going to stand around here and make an introduction to these next fellas, you're completely wrong. I'm going to get out of the way, but fast, right now. So let's just say, here they are, Lonzo and Oscar. Boys, come right in and welcome, and I'm going to move over right now. Come in.
All right, thank you a lot, Mr. Ernie, and I did, friends and neighbors. Oscar, how you feeling? Pretty good.
Pretty good, but I think I'll get over it.
Well, fine.
I think I will.
Here's an old song with a brand new arrangement we hope everybody might like. One called My Bunny. Are you ready for it?
Oh, my poor little bunny, where can she be? Oh, my poor little bunny, why don't you come back to me? I once had a sweetheart named Bunny.
Oh, my poor little bunny.
But now we have drifted apart.
Oh, my poor little bunny.
I'll tell you about Bunny's trouble.
Oh, my poor little bunny.
Although it almost breaks my heart.
Oh, my poor little bunny.
My bunny sat down on the gas tank.
Oh, my poor little bunny.
The contents inside to see.
Oh, my poor little bunny.
She struck up a match to a sister.
Oh, my poor little bunny.
Oh, bring back my bunny to me.
Oh, my poor little bunny.
Bring back little bunny. Bring back little bunny. Bring back my bunny to me. Pretty little blue eyes. Bring back little bunny. Bring back little bunny. Bring back my bunny to me.
Fellows, that was a lot of fun, and here's some more fun coming your way, neighbors, right now. Time for some old-fashioned square dancing as Tommy Jackson fiddles Katie Hill.
Oh,
can't think of any better way of either ending our year or beginning a new one than with one of our Grand Ole Opry sacred songs. Lots and lots of you folks know this one, and if you want to join in, please feel free to do so. One of my favorites, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, folks. Thanks a whole lot. Well, so here comes a friend of yours with something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Ernest, I was reading in the paper that according to Roman numerals, next year, 1957, will be MCMLVII. What do you think of that?
Well, that's a mighty long string of letters, Grant, but the letters I'm most interested in are PA and OCB.
Well, that's spoken like a true Makin's man. Yes, sir, Prince Albert smoking tobacco in an OCB paper, the makings of a perfect smoke. Well, PA rolls easy. It smokes so mild and tasty. Nature herself put the flavor in PA, and PA uses its special know-how to bring out all the flavor nature puts in its tobacco.
Yes, sir, and being crimp-cut, fellas, it won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to see why Prince Albert is taste-tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. So, fellas, enjoy naturally tasty, cool smoking always, fresh PA in your next making cigarette.
It's a natural taste, and that's a test. The proof's Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, sir, we're not going to wait another minute before introducing the queen of the country piano. So how about a real Grand Ole Opry hand for Miss Del Wood doing Ivory Carn? Thank you. Oh, mighty fine, Dell. Thank you a lot, honey. Well, I know lots of you are getting ready a whole batch of New Year's resolutions, but right now I want you to meet somebody who's making only one resolution for 1957. Same resolution she's had for years. Get a man. Here's the gossip of Grinder Switch, our own cousin, Minnie Pearl.
Ooh, did you hear that? Howdy! I'm just proud to be here. Well, Ernest, I hope you had a nice Christmas.
Oh, I certainly did, Minnie, and I'm sure you had a nice Christmas.
Oh, we had a big time at Grinder Switch, and first thing, Christmas morning, when my feller come over there at the house.
Oh, sure enough. Yeah. Hezzy came
yeah.
over.
Yeah, and
oh,
he slipped something on my finger.
Oh, now, Minnie, Hezzy slipped something on your finger?
Yes, he did. It was a string to remind me to wake him up. He's going to take a nap before dinner.
Oh.
But Christmas morning, I looked up under the Christmas tree, Ernest.
Yeah.
And there was the funniest little bug laying under the Christmas tree.
Right under the Christmas tree.
And it looked up at me, and this little old bug said,
Hi, Minnie.
Oh. Riley, you look like you fell off a Christmas tree.
You have a good Christmas, huh?
Oh, I had a nice Christmas. Of course, there was always at our house, there's a little sort of trouble every once in a while.
I bet Uncle Nate, Bob, and Nate Ambrosia, how are they getting along?
Well, they had a big argument.
They did.
About what he give her.
He did?
Yeah.
What did he give her?
He give her a canary.
Oh, a canary.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Give her the bird, huh?
Yeah, that's Well, he'd give her a canary, but it had a broken leg.
Oh, that poor little old canary.
She complained about it all day long. Uncle Nabob said, well, the bird still sings beautiful.
Yeah.
And Ambrosia says, but it's got a broken leg.
Yeah.
Uncle Nabob said, well, what did you want, a singer or a dancer? I tell you, there ain't no flies on Uncle.
Poor little old bird.
Rodney, you look kind of upset tonight. What's the trouble?
Minnie, I am plum put out, honey.
Oh, you really?
Yes, sir. I'm just plum. I just got word through the grapevine back here that my gal Susie is planning to get married.
Oh, wrong.
Yeah.
Your girl that you've had all these years?
Yeah, it just knocked the...
Oh, Rodney, what no account, mean critter is she getting ready to marry?
Me.
You! Rodney, well, you oughtn't to look so upset. There's worse things than marrying Susie.
I know, Minnie, but I'm too young to die.
Are you going to marry?
I ain't going to do it. I'm just going to put my foot down and I ain't going to marry.
You ain't?
I'm willing to lay you a bet right now, Barnett, that I'll never marry that gal Susie.
Well, I'd be careful if I was you, because this old boy up Grinder Switch named Uni Buttlescut.
I know Uni.
Well, Uni bet his girlfriend that he wouldn't marry her.
Well, what happened?
She called his bet and raised him five.
Oh, me, thank you, Minnie. We'll see you next year, honey child. Right now, how'd you like to see and hear our special guest again, Lonzo and Oscar? Boys, come on out here. Lonzo, it's all yours.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ernest. This time we have a song that might be of some help to some of the folks who's driving over the New Year's holidays. There's one called Pour Me Another Cup of Coffee.
Cause I'm a truck driver's man.
That's right.
Here we go.
Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I put a nickel in the jukebox and play the truck driving man.
I stopped in a roadhouse down in Texas, a little place called Hamburger Dan. I heard that old jukebox a-playing, a song about a truck driving man.
Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I put a nickel in the jukebox and play the truck driving man.
The waitress then brought me the coffee. I thanked her and called her back again. I said that old song sure does fit me. cause I'm a truck driving man.
Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I put a nickel in the jukebox and play the truck driving man. Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play that truck driving man.
Oh, thank you a lot, fellas. We enjoyed having you. Now, what do you say we top off the fun with some of the finest guitar playing you'll ever hear anyplace? Mr. Guitar himself, Chet Atkins with Just Because. Chester? I think maybe it's time the troubadours and I got together and did a song now. You'll find this one on the decal label under the heading of Treat Her Right, boys. Well, I know that she loves you, but she once loved me too. So take a fool's advice. Treat her right. You're a fool when you step out. She'll leave when she finds out. So take a fool's advice. Treat her right. And if you leave her all alone, you'll come around and find her gone. And gone are dreams of holding her so tight. Because she loved me so, I didn't think she'd go.
But take a fool's advice, treat her right. I'll do it for you, baby. Chance for me, I trifle, don't you see? So take a fool's advice, treat her right. Now here's someone who knows, whose broken heart still shows. So take a fool's advice, treat her right. If you leave her all alone, you'll come around and find her gone. And gone are dreams of holding her so tight. Because she loved me so, I didn't think she'd go. But take a fool's advice, treat her right. Well, I sure hope you folks had a fine time at the opera tonight. And we hope you'll be on hand next week when we come a-calling for you in the old buckboard. Up in the driver's seat will be Webb Pierce. And Webb's bringing along the fine new opera star, George Jones. Till then, this is Ernest Tubbs saying thanks for everything. And remember, be better to your neighbors and you're gonna have better neighbors. And we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
It's all new. It's the wonderfully different all-new Cavalier cigarette with a new blend. It's the king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
That's right. That's the special wonderful fact you'll notice when you light up a new Cavalier. It tastes just great. It's a really great smoke.
You win plenty with Cavalier's new blend. Plenty of naturally rich taste, lots of fine, fresh flavor that draws so easily through the extra cooling length of top crop tobacco.
Yes, the flavor's all there. Lots of rich, smooth, natural-tasting flavor. You enjoy fine taste, puff after puff, smoke after smoke.
Today's the day to discover the fresh, wonderful taste experience of all new Cavaliers. You'll find them in a brand new pack, too. A bright, bold, smartly designed pack in red, white, and gold.
When with new Cavalier. The king-size smoke with the king-size taste.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.